Joe Osemi P, that is Packers head coach LaFleur. He's talking about the addition, of course, of Micah Parsons to the Green Bay squad. All of a sudden, people have decided now they're going to go all the way to the Super Bowl. All right. Thanks for hanging out here on this Football Friday. First one involving the NFL of the 2025 season. We're jacked. We're excited. Had the season opener last night. Certainly a bad beat for everybody that had the over sitting pretty at halftime. And then the delay happened, then a field goal happened. And that's all that occurred in the second half of that game. So we're going to take a look at this week number one card. But we do want to remind you that starting this Sunday, BetMGM Network, wake up with us. So we've got BetMGM Game Day once again. It begins this Sunday. Myself, Kate Constable, Jason LaConfora, we're here 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern. Then it's You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff. Nick Costo, Sammy P, 11 a.m. to 1 o'clock, getting you right to kickoff. Line movement, props, fantasy, got you covered every Sunday morning right here on the BetMGM Network. And any big changes, Sam? I know you had the meeting. I had the meeting a couple days ago with our show. Jason could not connect. He could hear us. And then I realized late in the meeting, I'm like, oh, he's been in the chat. He's been commenting on everything that mostly I've been saying. But we couldn't hear from him until the very end. Anything fun happen? No?
Nothing? Really. Meeting was very short, sweet, to the point, which I love about the Andrew Williams meetings. Very short, very sweet. Costo said, I don't want to change anything. And we all went on with our lives. It was very short and very sweet.
Okay, King. Yes. Those are the best ones. All right, let's break down these games. It's week number one. The NFL, they don't have to put together these top-notch matchups. And I'm not saying we got that last night. But there are a number of killer games. And we're going to start with an NFC North one. Lions and the Packers. Heard from LaFleur there. All this excitement about Parsons. It's pick 'em throughout much of the summer. Now it's two. Now it's the Packers favored at home by two, total of 47. Okay. The Lions over the last number of years have had the Packers number. Last seven matchups, Detroit is 6-1 straight up. The Packers haven't beaten the Lions at Lambeau since 2021. That was an amazing four touchdown, no interception Aaron Rodgers game, but now the Pack is favored by 2 points.
I was sitting yesterday at Fox talking to Willie Colon, Super Bowl champ, played on the offensive line for a long time, and I just picked his brain on Sunday. I said, what do you think? What do you like? And he's not a gambler, but he's a football guy. He played at the NFL level at a very high level for a long time. And he was explaining just how painful this Parsons injury is. And he's explaining that this is a nerve thing, right? This is a pain blocker to your nerves in Parsons' back. And I don't want to, speak for Willie, but he was basically saying, look, Jerry may not be as crazy as everybody thinks. Because if Micah Parsons at age, 26 or 27, is already having nerve damage in his back, and needing epidurals to stop the pain, maybe this is worse than people realize. And Mike is not exactly this great run stopper. He's a pass rusher. I mean, he's a tremendous player. I'm not trying to take away from what Micah Parsons is as a player. But to lose Kenny Clark, one of your best run stoppers, and then swap in Micah Parsons, who's needing epidurals to stop the excruciating pain in his back, maybe we're not taking Detroit as serious as we should. The Lions are still, in my market, a better team. Higher power rating, higher ceiling, and they're a dog in Green Bay, mostly because the Packers traded for Micah Parsons, who, again, has an ailing back. Maybe a bad back isn't fair, but it's an ailing back. It's bad enough to where he needs epidural injections to block the pain in the nerves of his back. Willie said to me, Lions are winning. I said, that's interesting, because I'm not hearing a lot of that in NFL circles, especially in betting circles. It's, Packers, Packers to win the North. Packers to win the NFC. Packers are now 10-1 to win the Super Bowl. Are we sure that math is right?
I've been down on the Lions throughout the offseason, and we don't need to go into it again why. It's a lot of the same reasons. But what you'll pick up with a lot of betting content this week is whatever a person said about a team big picture, they're probably going to follow that with week one. If you're against the team, you're going to fade them week one. If you're on a team, you're going to back them in week one. So I think the Lions go under the win total of 10.5. I also don't think they should be an underdog in this game, not by 2 points. And I see some 2.5s out there as well. I have a ton of questions. The changes at coordinator. Okay, how are you going to go with the new center? Even though Ragnow's missed plenty of time, you still have a lot of the same key cogs, whether it be on offense or defense. It's a healthier defense. They're not back all the way, but remember, just injury after injury a year ago. And a majority of those guys are back, and now they're a dog to a team they've had their number against. And both of these coaches are great ATS. So, like, people point out, what about Dan Campbell? Oh, he's awesome. Well, what about LaFleur? You could say the exact same thing. I think those guys neutralize each other. And the Lions, how many teams should they really be a dog against? I would not put them there. You know, initially I wasn't thinking Lions, but after the Parsons move and the Packers hype, this number has been going in one direction in favor of Green Bay. And we said going into last night's game that that was a Parsons overreaction. This feels like a Parsons overreaction. I'm really interested to even see how much he's going to end up playing in this first game with his new team.
So if you go back to the 2021 season when Dan Campbell became the head coach of the Lions, we got to go back to 2021. It feels like it's been shorter than that, but it's been pretty long. He's been there a handful of years. Since 2021, the Detroit Lions are the best ATS team in football. 49-23. Yep. Better than Cincinnati, better than Dallas, better than Pittsburgh. The Lions, 68% against the spread. Now, is that the biggest sample size in the world? 72 games? No. But it's impressive. That guy covers. 49-23 since week one, 2021. And if you want to look at their number as a dog over that stretch, how about 23-10? 23-10 ATS is a dog. The Dan Campbell Lions.
Jared Goff, season openers, 8-0 ATS. Add that to it.
What? How have we not bet the Lions yet?
Right. We needed to have this conversation. We really did. Because I've been kind of, I circled it. Yeah, it's happening.
Well, I'm writing it.
Let's go. Are we good? What's the highest this number goes? 2.5?
2.5 going away. I see a lot of twos in Vegas. I see a one at Dave Mason's book.
Dang, nice pinnacle 2.5. Okay. Yeah, there's the rec spots are at 2.5 pinnacle as well. Maybe that ends up changing. We like the Lions in this game. Here's a team that you love this year, the 49ers. They are a road favorite, a divisional road favorite. Those have not been kind in week number one over the last number of years. It's 2.5. Not everywhere. There's some 1.5s out there. You can get into it, why you like San Francisco. I do have one concern that I want to dive into. But as far as this week one matchup, will you be betting on San Francisco laying 2.5 at Seattle?
I don't love laying 2.5. You could have laid 1.5 in the summer. I have not made a bet on this game, ATS. But I can tell you this. I put the Niners in one of our survivors yesterday. We decided, let's just put them in. Let's not wait. No waffling. Let's put them in. So I'm in three. We went Broncos, and then the third one, Niners. So those are our three. And tell me how 15 minutes after submitting and finalizing, Christian McCaffrey pops up on the injury report. Just lovely. lovely.
It's not. Oh, it's circa, so you can't change it.
We cannot change it. Nor do we really want to. It is what it is. Yeah. I'm going to hold out hope that he plays. But to see him pop up on the injury report yesterday with a calf issue, not great. And then they interviewed Kittle. There was a video floating around the internet of asking Kittle, are you ready to play with McCaffrey on Sunday? And people were dissecting the verbal cues and saying that he's lying. It's like, all right, well, you know, George Kittle thinks he's going to play. But the tweet came across last night late, after 7 o'clock on the East Coast, Adam Schefter, 49ers listing Christian McCaffrey limited at today's practice, Thursday's practice, due to a calf issue. Yikes. Not a great start for my McCaffrey Offensive Player of the Year pursuit.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe he gets out there. Maybe he dominates. They need him out there badly, badly. Look, here's my concern. I'm worried about the wideouts. If McCaffrey's not out there, now you know everything's going through Kittle. Where else does it go through? Jennings. Now Pearsall. Hey, you're like our second receiver right now because Ayuk is still hurt. Maybe week six, somewhere in that range, if he makes a return. That would be an optimistic idea of when Ayuk makes his return for the Niners. MVS is a starter right now for this offense. That guy hasn't done anything in a handful of years. So I am concerned early in the season about the San Francisco offense, but I've got Shanahan on my side. I do have trust in Purdy. I like San Francisco in the game, but I have to know that CMC is good to go. I'm not going to sit here and bet on them. I'm not going to take them in any sort of contest if I don't know that CMC is good to go. Divisional home dogs do well traditionally, but we went over it yesterday. I'm not scared of Sam Darnold at all. They make a change in OC in Seattle. They have a good defense. I have a lot of concerns offensively. So this is not a team that I'm very high on going into the year. Would like to bet San Francisco. Not right now. Not until I get some confirmation that CMC is good to go in this game. Anything else to add on it?
Just a shortage of offense by the market. Total open 45.5. We're 43 at a lot of respected shops. So when McCaffrey news hit, whether he plays or not, there's a belief that defense will win the day. And that's been the biggest mover off the news.
Yep. Certainly makes sense. Joe O. Sammy P., the week one card going over these games, matchup by matchup. What about another divisional matchup? Three in a row here. And now we're going to go to the NFC South. It's Tampa at Atlanta. The Falcons swept the Bucs last regular season. BetMGM has the Bucs as a 1.5-point road favorite, juiced a little bit. There are some twos out there. The total, 47.5. So you're past that key number of 47. 1.5, 47.5, road favorite once again, Sam.
I love this in a teaser. Assuming you can do it at minus 110 or minus 15 or minus 20 somewhere, wink, wink, not minus 150, 60, 70. This is such a good leg in a teaser. Atlanta up through 3, 7, 8. There are some 2.5 still in the market, by the way. So if you don't have the right number, don't do it. Actually, as I say that, the 2.5s are gone. There's a lot of 2 in the market. So 2 to 8 is not as strong because I don't go through the 8 anymore. But we talked about this earlier in the week when Tampa was a 2.5-point favorite. I think Atlanta through 7 and up to 8 is a good leg, still a good leg with Detroit. That would be how I would play this game. I'm rooting for you. I know you like Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, I do like Atlanta. When you look at the games last year, those were very high-scoring games. Now, Penix did not play. Those were Cousins games. You remember that Cousins 500-yard game in overtime? That was one of these matchups. 36-30, 31-26. So that's why we're past that key number of 47. Wouldn't surprise me in the least on that turf if this game's a bit of a shootout. Once again, I'm sure that's the direction a lot of people are going to bet it. So Bucks Falcons, a lot of time those divisional matchups, you don't see higher scoring games. We saw it both times last year. Divisional home dog, yes, I'm on Atlanta. I hope they're off to a nice start. Penix, impressive late last year, but not the best defenses. It'll be tougher this week, but that Bucs secondary, not strong either. All right, coming up next, Ravens-Bills, Sunday Night Football, the game of the week. We break it down next. This is Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.